السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهله، وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة.
The points that will be mentioned tonight is actually the thoughts of a very great alim and saint of Islam, Sirat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib. Was the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, and for many years he ran the madrasa in a very, very beautiful manner, tariqah. During one of those years he was invited to Egypt for a conference on Islam. And when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala took him in those lands, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had blessed these people with such knowledge that in this verse of Quran, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala took qasam, and the qasam of Allah is great. And when Allah takes a qasam, it means that there's something hidden in this, because of which, if someone is blessed with that insight, then he will see things in it which everyone else can't. So وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ means the qasam on what we know, the fig and the olive. And according to what Mufassirin will explain, is qasam on the land where these two things were very, very famous, meaning the land of Jerusalem, what we know as Masjid al-Aqsa. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's first qasam, and a qasam of Allah is great, qasam on the land of Aqsa. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's second qasam was qasam on Mount Tur. And Mount Tur at the present time, because the name is Tur, and in this world we don't know where Mount Tur is, so it has no real effect in our lives. For this reason, Hazrat Qari Sahib in detail explained where Mount Tur is situated. And finally, when he brings the discussion to an end, it comes that Mount Tur is the mount which Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire mission, it started from there, it ended there. Mount Tur will be the place just after which the lands of Sham will begin, which is known as وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ means the land of Aqsa, what we know as Palestine nowadays, Palestine. And we all know around Palestine there is called the land of Sham. And Sham in the past would be Jordan, what is nowadays known as Syria, Lebanon, which lands Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala called the blessed lands. So that is Sham, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala's first qasam was for that land. The second qasam of Allah was the land of Waturi Sinin, Mount Tur. Mount Tur is on the edge of what is known as Egypt, bringing the entire Egypt into the second qasam of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But the area where Mount Tur is situated is what we nowadays call Gaza, Gaza. And this place where Masjid-e-Aqsa at the present time in the Muslim world has a very beautiful spot. And it is always mentioned in the media what is happening there. Then the second place is Gaza, Gaza. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has qasam that put your eyes on this place. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ. The third qasam of Allah is وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. And a great qasam on this most mubarak land, the land of Makkah Mukarramah. On three lands Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took qasam, and there had to be something hidden in that qasam. And the rest of the surah is لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends, because of these three places, they had a very great role in the tarbiyat of mankind, in the nurturing, because of which some people were able to rise to the levels of Jannah and some people went to the pits of hell. So with this in mind, he looked at these three places to find what is in these three spots. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took such a huge qasam and he based the tarbiyat of mankind on these three areas. So at the beginning his mind went at, look at it. That in the land of Makkah Mukarramah came Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from him the whole religion of Islam went and where it went. And from the land of Egypt was Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his religion, where it went in the world. And from the land of Sham was the Masjid-e-Aqsa, the place of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his religion, where it went. Three qasams on three places, because of which three religions came up in the world. So what a unique place it had in the world. But thereafter he began pondering more and more, and when he returns now back home, after his journey, he starts writing that what secrets Allah had opened up to him in these three lands, and the details of the secrets, how much time we have, we will try and explain. Once I start getting tired, then we will leave it on that. But what and what Allah must have opened up for him, it took him 10 years to pen down these thoughts that were going about these three lands in his mind. At the beginning of the book he writes that in this book you will find that certain places I am writing that in this land I fear this will happen, and in this land I fear that will happen. He says, and you will wonder when you're reading the book that those things have already happened. So he says, understand, it has taken me 10 years to write it. When I started writing it, it did not happen yet. So I wrote it, I fear this will happen. When I ended the book, those things had already taken place. When he was passing away, his wasiyah to his son was that this one book must go out in the ummah. Muqamate muqaddasa. That the muqaddas places in Islam and their maqam, the things that they will do for the Muslim world. And very, very deep he wrote in this book. What I will give now is a gist of what he had written. The proofs which he mentioned I will leave out. Those that wish to refer can go back to the kitab. And in detail he has gone through everything. This will be a summary of whatever the explanation he gave. It is something that we have never heard about, so it will be difficult to digest, difficult to explain, difficult to understand. But I can guarantee you, after reading the first part of this book, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed me with a journey to Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah. And that Umrah was a different Umrah from the ones that were made before. Because when secrets of a land are opened up to a person, then he sees things which other people around him don't see. So much if you can get a certain amount of these secrets, then I can guarantee you your salah will change. Namaz. Your looking at the land of Makkah Mukarramah will change. Your tawaf, if you ever go for Hajj or Umrah, will change. Your looking at the house of Allah will change. And if the bayan allows itself and we'll go on to Medina Munawwara, then every time you will say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will change. And when you will look at Masjid-e-Aqsa, it will change the way you look at it. And when you will look at Gaza, you will understand what is in the land of Gaza. So to start, Hazrat Qari Sahib said, explained that everyone knows this year, that at one time there was nothing in the world but water. Allah Tabaraka wa Taala, when He desired that the world should come into existence, first it was nothing but water. And from the entire water, a certain spot was chosen, from which the entire land is going to be spread out. And this is something that many of us have heard about when we were young. This was the land which is known as the first land to come about in the world. This is the land of Makkah Mukarrama, or the spot of the Kaaba. Kaaba means from Ki'ab, this part of the leg, the ankle, how it protrudes out. This is called Ki'ab, something that pops out. Because when everything was flat water, then one spot popped out. And on that spot was known as the spot that, what you will say, bubbled out. The one that came above the rest. On that spot, what was happening? Allah Tabaraka Taala, because He desired from that spot everything to spread out in the world. So Allah Tabaraka Taala started what we will call in this bayan a waterfall, a shower. And anyone knows when you put on the tap and water starts falling, then whatever is in the tap, that will fall to the bottom. And when it falls, with a force, if it falls, it will splash out also in different directions. Because this was going to be the area for the world, Allah Tabaraka Taala's first waterfall. And in Islamic terminology, the word waterfall is called tajalli. Tajalli means where Allah Tabaraka Taala starts pouring something. The first tajalli pour that was going to take place in the world, and which was going to continue for years and years before the Kaaba was going to start now spreading to the rest of the lands. And which was going to continue till the end of time, was a tajalli of what we will call wujud, existence. Because from this waterfall, Allah Pak was going to give everything its existence. So life was being sent in this waterfall. Speech was being sent. Complexion was being spent. Courage was being sent. Manners were being sent. And everything was raining on this, whatever creation, man, animal, jinn will need for their existence. It was falling on one spot. And after years and years, which is mentioned, as the tajalli was falling, it had such a beautiful attraction that the angels would make tawaf around it. And for years and years, they would look at it and make subhanallah, subhanallah, the beauty of Allah. A connection between the creator and creation. As it was falling, the beauty of that. But there was no one in the world at that time to appreciate. It was the angels. Tawaf around that area in the skies. As far as it was going from the seven heavens to the bottom of the seven earths, that waterfall was falling and everything man needed for existence fell. And thereafter, when it spread out in the world, then whatever amount was in that sand, as it began spreading, different amounts went in different directions of the world. And thereafter, when the angels were told for every single person to choose his sand for his existence, then our sand was not chosen from the Kaaba itself, it was chosen from our spot of land, wherever we were created from. As that sand was chosen, whatever had reached that sand, coming from the area of Makkah Mukarrama, that became us. If bravery had reached that area, we will become very brave people. In the sand of Khalid bin Walid, you will understand bravery hit its height. So you got a man who could face an army. In Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, beauty came. Sulaiman alayhi salam, might came. In every person, something came which made him better than the other. One person will be very unique in beauty. Very beautiful. You will look at that person, you will say, he is so handsome. I am sure his sister must be just as beautiful. But when you go, you find out, hey, something else happened. It is not that she's from a different father and mother. But because her sand, his sand never hits. One person is eloquent on tongue. Another person cannot speak so well. So he explained, as it spread out in the world, whatever was your share, that's what you got. And now as you start making effort on it, that's what you become after that. But everyone got his share of Allah's tajalli. That was one tajalli. And that itself explains so many secrets in the world that we find around. After that tajalli, which was going to be like a small tajalli, but which was the basis of man's physical existence, and which will continue till the day of Qiyamah, carries on falling on the spot of the Kaaba, carries on spreading out to wherever its sand has gone. And whoever is created according to what reached. But after that tajalli, because Allah had created man to worship Allah, as a slave of Allah, die hard for Allah, lover of Allah. So man falls in love with something that he can see, something beautiful, something out of the limit, over ordinary, extraordinary, which he says, I am amazed at your beauty. For Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, however, to come in this world and show his beauty, that was against the tajalli, the demands of the beauty of Allah. For this is a world of dirt. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beauty will never come in this world in the zat of Allah. But Allah wanted to show his beauty to the world. So Allah started a tajalli, which is called a tajalli of beauty. The waterfall of Allah's beauty started pouring onto the Kaaba. And we will understand it in this manner, that many a person asks, why do I make sajda towards the Kaabatullah? If I am making namaz towards Allah, why must it be the Kaaba that is the house of Allah? Why can't I perform some other direction? Allah is everywhere. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose one spot which is going to capture his beauty more than the rest of the world. And as that spot started coming, and years from the beginning till the end of creation, ask any person the first sight of the Baytullah, what you have seen. It was a black house. But he will say, I saw amazing beauty on the place. You will ask, was it the curtain? That was so beautiful because that same curtain I got in my house. But you will look at that man's curtain and you will find no beauty. When man looks at the Kaaba, what makes the tears start coming out of his eyes? There is a certain beauty falling on that place which, if Allah opens the eyes of the heart, you will see it even more unique. But even the eyes of normal people like us, we find some attraction in that. That when someone is leaving the last day of Makkah Mukarramah, he'll walk, he'll turn around and look again. Then he'll walk, then he'll look again. Then he'll think, give me half an hour more, I want to wait here the last night. And what is he looking at? Is he looking at the crowds? Is he looking at beautiful, the masjid? He is looking at one house and he doesn't know what is it that he is looking at. But it is something that is falling on that area so strong. Hazrat Qari Sahib then said that that beauty that fell now started splashing. As a waterfall will splash, it began splashing. As it began splashing, the area around it became known as the Haram. Because of which we understand that the animals of that area, they are sanctified. They are muhtaram, you cannot hunt them. That land is such, you enter in here, you enter with your ihram. You are coming here, you immediately start saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, O Allah, permission to enter. And as it splashed further out, then you have what we call miqat created in the world. That far are you coming, and they tell you that now you are reaching the miqat, people coming from outside, put your ihram on now. The demands of this beauty were such, beauty has its demands. Demand of beauty, if there's a girl who's going to get married, she will make sure she looks the most beautiful from all her sisters. It will be very stupid on that day, she is looking ugly and everyone is looking smart. So even if a dress is being made for all the sisters, hers will be the most unique. The demand of beauty is one must stand out. Look at the demand of the tajalli of Allah's beauty. As it fell on Makkah Mukarramah, Allah made the land around Makkah Mukarramah become desert. That beauty was completely removed from it. That whoever will come, they will find nothing but one thing that is beautiful. Mountains were put up. Where other lands were made so beautiful, but Allah made the land around His house going to be an ugly land. Which Hazrat Qari Sahib says, Allah made it like a cave. That when someone goes in a cave, there is only one thing to ponder about. The land around it was going to make mountains, no water, desert, no scenery. In present times, no matter what beautiful hotels come up in Makkah Mukarramah, ask anyone who goes on often for Hajj and Umrah. He will tell you in Medina Munawwara, 5-star means 5-star. But in Makkah Mukarramah, 5-star means 3-star. Because even that beautiful hotel, visit it after 2 years, 3 years, you'll see that thing is gone. There is a demand of the beauty of the Kaaba that everything else just loses its color around it. That man, when he'll come there, you can put up what shops around the haram. And everyone says these shops around the haram are pulling the crowds. But when you go into the haram, you think the crowds are in the market. When you go in the haram, you won't find one time that it's quiet now to make the tawaf. Where and where those crowds are coming? And the demand of beauty is, if you have a very beautiful gem, a beautiful girl, then you will not give her to everyone. And tell any boy who wants to marry her, come and take her. You will make the journey hard. There will be an exam before the journey. It will be expensive, difficult. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's demand of beauty was such that the journey to his house, no matter what modern technology will try to do, will always be difficult. You will suffer to go to that place. Whether it's the customs who will hassle you, whether it's the people at the airport who will take their time, whether it's the long, long queues, you will get in the bus, the long journey, the heat, the difficulty is because Allah wants to test you are coming for someone beloved. What's your talab desire for me?